This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, over the last several months, you've been hearing me talk about Colorado Eye Consultants. I went under very successful cataract surgery with Dr. Fish here with Colorado Eye Consultants several months back, and it has been a game changer, a life changer. And, man, I just beg them to come on the show and let you know about all the fine doctors at Colorado Eye Consultants. And we've been working our way through the staff here, and glad to welcome to our show today Dr. Celine Satija. I knew I was going to mess it up. Satija, right?
You got it.
All right. Good deal. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, hey, thanks for taking a few minutes. I know you guys are busy, and love to get you on the show. One thing, I read your bio, and it says, I treat every patient like family. I will spend the time understanding your concerns so that we can find the approach that works for you. Does that kind of sum up just the way you do business, so to speak?
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, I just try to get to know my patients and understand what they need and what they want from their eyes and their vision, and try to meet them on their level. I think when we create a relationship, like, we want it to be a relationship that you have with us for, like, the rest of your life.
Right, right.
So we're, you know, we're not just going to do your cataract surgery and say, see you later. We want to kind of meet you on your level and see what we can provide over time.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times, I guess some patients, they know something about the eye, but this is something that most of us, we don't know much about. And let's be honest, it's kind of scary.
It is.
I mean, I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
When I came in for cataract, and then they're talking about, you know, and I never should have done this. Of course, I Google a deal and watch a video, and I'm like, oh my God, they're going to be doing that. But it was, I tell people, and I've done a lot of orthopedic stuff, but I said, that is the simplest medical procedure I've ever done in my life. It's just a cataract surgery, you know. And you know, with your team being right here in the surgery center right here, it just made it so good.
Yeah. We want that. Yeah. We know it's scary to undergo these medical procedures. And I think the eye, like, not just for patients, but even for other doctors, it's like such a complex thing that they just don't know anything about. So I spend a lot of time trying to just educate people so that they understand the conversation we're having. And then I think they can make better, more informed decisions that way.
Right, right. I looked up a couple of reviews about you.
Oh.
I wanted to touch on. All right. Here's one from Diane Ellis. Dr. Satija is efficient, kind, and very knowledgeable. You don't feel rushed when she's evaluating your eyes, and she explains everything very well. I'm happy with the staff at the and the office, as everyone was welcoming. Another one here from Pat Green. Dr. Satija is professional and personable. When I told her I was moving, she took the time to find the information I needed so I could finish my eye correction in the state I was moving to. I was very grateful. So those tell me a few things. One, you listen to people, you know, and I'm telling you, that means a lot, and you're not in a hurry. Unfortunately, I think our healthcare system, where, you know, you wait forever for an appointment, you get 12 minutes with a doctor, you know, they're rushing through everything. And that is not, even visiting with all the other doctors we've done so far.
Yeah.
You guys take your time and take care of patients in such a great way.
Yeah. We really try. Like, I understand some days you're going to come in and the visit's super easy. You have no problems, and that's great. But sometimes there's real problems going on. We want to give you that time to ask the questions that you need, because these are important decisions you're making, and you need to know. You need to, you know, we're here to try to educate you and help you make those decisions, but ultimately it's your health.
Right, right. Now, I was telling you, asking you a little bit before the show of kind of what you got into this, and we'll get to that, but then what also made you, well, let's start there. Let's let folks know. My mind's running 100 miles. I want to ask you so many things, but, you know, I told you this way. Smart people can usually do anything about they want to do. You could have probably went in any medical field you would have chosen. What led you to this field of ophthalmology?
Yeah. You know, it was just kind of a serendipitous thing. Like, I just kind of fell into it, and I feel really lucky that I found it, but I was just undergoing my medical training. I had always wanted to be a doctor, like since I was a little girl. Yeah. And so when I went to medical school, I knew I wanted to be a surgeon. And I started just looking at different types of surgical subspecialties. And I found some people who were interested in ophthalmology. And once I got exposed to the field and I met some ophthalmologists, like these are the happiest doctors that I know. Mm-hmm. And it's great. It's a really good field. I feel very lucky that I found it that way. But it wasn't like I set out in my medical journey being like, I want to be an ophthalmologist. It was right. just like, it was very lucky that I was able to find the right people who guided me here.
Wow, that's very cool. Yeah. Now you're board certified, mm-hmm. okay, and corneal specialist. Explain what the board certified means. And then again, you chose kind of a field there to
Yes.
Dive into it, the cornea.
Yeah. So the board certification is like, you know, some rigorous testing that we do after medical training to make sure that we are, you know, of the caliber that we should be mm-hmm. doctors. And specifically, we'll do the board exams in ophthalmology. So that's kind of like, you know, the level we have to be at to be considered proficient to practice on our own.
Right.
And then we continue to do testing every 10 years to make sure that we stay up on, you know, the newest and the greatest stuff and that we're up to date with everything.
Right.
And then I did a fellowship in cornea surgery. So I specialize in the front part of the eye, like the window mm-hmm. That you're looking through. So that includes like refractive surgery, like LASIK or PRK, or we'll do corneal transplants. We'll take care of corneal infections. And then I do still a lot of like general ophthalmology and cataract surgery. So this is just in addition to that, I have a little bit more to offer
right.
my patients.
Are there just some people that are more susceptible to eye type infection? Or, I mean, if we want to say, hey, how do you keep from needing Dr. Celine,
yes.
I mean, are there tips you can give, or is it just the luck of the draw where somebody
Some
gets...
Some of it is definitely luck of the draw, like just your genetics with like most medical problems, mm-hmm. like your parents pass stuff down to you, and then you get to deal with it.
Wow.
But okay. a lot, I think in terms of like infections,
right.
the biggest thing that I see is people who wear contact lenses. And so the best thing that you really have control over is really taking care of your contact lenses, because mm-hmm. people who sleep in them and shower in them, they don't take good care of them. You can get these really, really awful eye infections, which I would never wish upon my worst enemy. It's just, it's painful. And
what's the longest time you've ever had a patient come in and they were honest with you to say, I've worn my contacts for...
Well, I have had some patients who didn't know that there were contacts in their eye. And it had been like, we don't even know how long. Like months potentially that there's just been a contact in there. They didn't really feel it. They were like, something's funny, but yeah, I took 4 different contact lenses out of one patient's eyes. Like,
oh, really?
I'm like, put it in the morning, take it out at night.
Right. It's
throw
not hard,
it away. Yeah.
I did struggle with that for a while too. Cause I only wore one in my left eye just so I could read small print.
Yeah.
And I was just, cause like I say, you don't feel it. It felt good. But then mm-hmm. I caused a little ulcer on an eye.
Yeah.
But not, and then that's when I said, okay, I'm done with this. I'm going to do this.
Yeah. I'm like, you go through that one time.
Yeah. It was scary.
Never again.
Yeah. Again, if you're just joining us, Dr. Salim Satija is with us and a Colorado Eye Consultants. Their number 303-730-0404, ColoradoEyeConsultants.com. They're over here off of Mineral and Littleton. And again, I just cannot say enough great things about the staff from the time making my own personal initial appointment till surgery was finished, follow-up from that. It has been just an excellent experience. And if you've been thinking about some cataract surgery and some other things they do here that we've gone over in these segments, highly recommend Colorado Eye Consultants. All right, now we talked about a corneal specialist. So, breaking it down, what exactly is the cornea and why is it so important to our vision?
So, the cornea is this clear window that you look through. It's on the very front part of the eye. It helps focus light. So, sometimes, like if the cornea gets misshapen from something called keratoconus, you can get a lot of difficulty with your vision where you get a lot of like doubling of the vision or letters will appear to have like ghosting next to them. So there's a lot of different things that we treat from the cornea having to do with trying to keep it clear and not have fluid building up in it or keep it, you know, a very regular contour. So anything that affects that will affect your vision ultimately.
Right. Now that keratoconus.
Keratoconus,
yes. Is that a condition you see quite a bit?
It is, actually. I think.
And does it come on just real slow with people? Or they just wake up one day and something's weird?
Usually in their like late teen years. So a lot of times what happens is these kids will be home. They're doing great. They go off to some school and they're like, oh, I can't really see anymore. And they may not say anything because they're right. not at home. They're not talking to their parents that much. But people will usually see a vision decline around that age. And that's the keratoconus that's being, you know, that's developing where the cornea is starting to be shaped oddly. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, starting to be shaped like a cone. That's what it's named for.
Wow.
And so we have a procedure that we can actually halt the progression of the keratoconus.
Okay.
And so if you catch it early, then you may not develop full-blown keratoconus. And if you have full-blown keratoconus, sometimes people will need like corneal transplant. So it can mm-hmm. be very bad.
And this happens in teens.
It does.
Because most of the time we think eye doctors, eye stuff, it's old people, cataract.
Mm-hmm.
But eye care is important early on. And and getting good eye exams, you know?
Absolutely.
Right?
And really, I think, you know, young people are hard to get in
sure.
to the doctor in general. But
and men.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, any change where you've something that you used to be able to do, you can no longer do, mm-hmm. warrants a visit to the doctor.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's not that hard, is it?
Yeah.
So what are some of the most common conditions you see, you know, on a daily, weekly basis here?
We see a whole range of stuff here. I do see a lot of cornea conditions. We talked about keratoconus. I also see a lot of Fuchs endothelial dystrophy. And, you know, other types of cornea conditions, but we see a lot of cataracts. That's probably our main, you know, thing that we treat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see a lot of like diabetes in the back of the eye. We see a lot of macular degeneration. We treat a lot of glaucoma. So we still do the full spectrum of everything. And then I just see a lot of the patients who have specific cornea problems as well.
All right. You can see, and I tell people this all the time, I mean, why wouldn't you want to invest in your eyes? I don't care what age you are. Every year, just get an eye exam, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know what? You can see medical conditions through the eye, can't you?
You can. Absolutely.
And like you said, to catch it early.
Yes.
Is always a win-win. You never hear doctors say, oh, I wish you hadn't come in this early.
Yes.
But you have doctors say, how long has this been happening?
Exactly.
For a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing what people will ignore or just not really notice. Like sometimes we'll see people who probably lost vision in one eye months ago. And because they have two eyes and they don't close that, you know, eye to see,
sure.
they don't even notice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. Now, looking in your bio again, it says latest in corneal transplant. So the minute you hear the word transplant, you know we're serious, in a serious deal here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is kind of that corneal transplant, and how does that work? I mean, is that a long surgery? Is it a shorter surgery? How does it work?
So corneal transplants, there's kind of a range of what we can do. The most, you know, the biggest one we do is a full thickness corneal transplant where we actually.
So there's different levels.
There's different levels.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll basically cut out the center portion of the cornea and then put a whole new cornea in there. So if there's something that is like a big scar that goes through the entire cornea, then we may do a full thickness corneal transplant. That's going to be, you know, a slightly longer surgery, but still similar to cataract surgery in terms of being same day surgery. You don't have to be admitted to the hospital.
Okay.
You have like 1 week of limited activities, but you're not bedridden or anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have partial thickness transplants, where if only one portion of the cornea is affected, we can just transplant a very small piece of tissue.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
It's pretty amazing. I know. The partial thickness transplants have only been around, you know, like 10, 15 years. So
okay.
It's really changed the way that we
do. So you came in at a good time and not
exactly.
these prehistoric days.
I know.
Now, do most of these things happen from an injury or most of them just with age and different
I would
things?
Say it's more the conditions that are passed down
okay.
like genetically that people develop than trauma, but definitely trauma can cause a lot of these problems as well.
Right. So basically the two types are full or partial?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Pretty easy. Okay. Donor. Sometimes you hear people donating eyes. Somebody knew I was going to do this. They said, ask about that because on my license it says, how does that play into eyes when people want to donate something?
These corneal transplants that we get are from donors. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
it. Yeah. So we're lucky here in the U.S. We have pretty good access. Like we have a fair amount of donors. And so we don't typically have shortages for corneas, but you'll see like other parts of the world, it is really hard to get cornea tissue. So we're really lucky here.
And people could just simply put that on their license.
Yeah, they put it on their license.
And what a gift to give.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Exactly. I know.
Of all the things you can donate and give, sight.
I know.
Would be huge.
Yeah.
So everybody should do that.
Exactly.
I mean, if you got healthy eyes, right?
Yeah. And they check all of that. You know, they check and make sure that the tissue that we're going to be getting is going to be healthy to be given to another person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really, really amazing gift that you can give.
Right. And as you said, most of these surgeries, same day.
Yeah.
I mean, few restrictions, but overall, they're pretty simple from the medical, from your side and from the patient's side, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think in terms of surgeries that we do in the body overall, like the risk of complications is lower, mm-hmm. much lower for eye surgery. And you don't have months and months of physical therapy and pain you have to go through.
Sure.
I think like a lot of the surgeries that people do, it's hard after.
Right.
Whereas I feel like eye surgery, your recovery is pretty fast.
No,
you
I couldn't
get your
believe
vision back pretty
I walked
fast.
Out. And it was like I had got some kind of new 4K color TV in my eye. You know what I mean? I mean, the colors were so vivid. And I could see really good. And, man, now I can read the smallest print, you know, and yet I've still got my vision. And I'm an outdoors guy, hunting, things like that. So I was like, oh, I don't want to mess up my eyesight. And I'm so thrilled I did this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and I tell people all the time, go in, get a good eye exam. See if you're a candidate. I didn't know if I was a candidate.
Yep.
You know, I've just had a lot of friends in my age range that were getting this done, and they were loving it. And I thought, well, I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah.
Man, so glad I did.
Well, I think, you know, the vision declines slowly over mm-hmm. time, and people just don't really notice because you don't remember what your vision was like 20 years ago or 10 years ago.
Right.
And so it's very, you know, it's gratifying, and it makes, you know, everybody feel good when all of a sudden people are like, I could see leaves on the tree that I haven't seen in years.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I know.
Yeah,
it was
amazing.
Really good. Once again, it's Colorado Eye Consultants, 303-730-0404. And hey, the team here will be glad to help you. Now, one thing I do want to point out, I should have made you play something. You're an accomplished violinist.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
See, I'll have to go to Laura and say, we need to come up with a Colorado Eye Consultant theme song and let you play the violin. That's a cool instrument.
Yeah.
I need to play.
I know. I grew up playing a lot of classical music. I played like in the, you know, my university symphony. But recently I'm trying to delve a little bit more into other genres. So I want to try to learn how to fiddle and just kind of use it more in my day-to-day life.
Right. Well, Dr. Slane, thanks for spending time. Do we miss anything that you cover? Because I'm going to cover everything that you cover. Really, the corneal transplant and dealing with all that,
That's my main
focus.
We do a lot of cataract surgery. Those are my main gigs.
Main gigs. Yeah. Well, good. Well, I know they're glad to have you here.
Yeah.
And
thank you so much.
I'm telling you, if you're looking for quality, really personal eye care. I mean, here's the thing, last thing I'll close with, and for talking to other doctors and all, so many physicians' offices have gone this big corporate structure.
Yeah.
And man, it doesn't take long to realize the care goes down. That's not the case here.
I mean,
all the owners are involved.
Yes.
Physician owned. I mean, this is a well-oiled machine is the way I would put it. I mean, like I said, from the time I walked in, to just going through all the steps for my cataract surgery and the actual surgery and all. I mean, just super care. I mean, from the people walking you back to a room, they don't have to talk to you, you know, but they did, you know? And they're like, oh, we're so glad to have you. You know, I mean, it just made it feel different.
Yeah. I mean, we are just so lucky. We feel we really love our patients. We love to be able to provide this service, and we appreciate just, you know, being here.
Well, good. Yeah. Dr. Celine Sataja, she can help you. Hey, come in, get a good eye exam, see what your needs may be. And hey, you're going to get confirmation you're good, or you may find out something you need some help. And the folks at Colorado Eye Consultants are standing by to help you. 303-730-0404, ColoradoEyeConsultants.com. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.